Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we begin chapter 5 in the letter to the Galatians. Our practice will be in verses 1 through 6. For freedom Christ set us free, so stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. It is I, Paul, who am telling you that if you have yourselves circumcised, Christ will be of no benefit to you. Once again, I declare to every man who has himself circumcised that he is bound to observe the entire law. You are separated from Christ. You who are trying to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. For through the Spirit, by faith, we await the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love. Amen. The beauty of grace allowing righteousness to succeed accomplishes the will of God when submitting to Christ in all things. The law is void, and neither act is worth fulfilling in the eyes of salvation. Paul explains they lose the grace of God by declaring the need to slice a piece of their manhood off, describing a loss that many still seemingly follow today out of concern for cleanliness versus the need for freedom by the foreskin we allow people to cut away in the name of science over salvation, now described as medically unnecessary. The future of this procedure, I believe, will one day be in doubt, and freedom will ring in the redemption as the only confession one will need for life eternal. Amen. Please pray with me our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. As we continue to pray for Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey. Our prayers for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We always pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we'd pray for. And we pray for those who, in the silence of their own hearts, are seeking to return to the church. We pray for those who are dying today. May they find peace through Christ in their last breath, Lord, as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Galatians 5. It's verses 1 through 6. We've got a three-stanza poem this morning, and it's titled, Faith by Spirit, Hope Awaits. Christ's freedom, free, slavery, yoke, submit not. Firmly stand free, Paul explaining law works for naught. Law observed Christ benefit none. Circumcision bounds never fun. Law justification is nothing won. Grace fallen, salvation you shun. Faith by spirit, hope awaits. Righteousness has begun. Nothing counts in circumcised fate. Love through working faith in the Son. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's February 23rd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, you know, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 ministry certified by the Internal Revenue Code. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us as we close today in the name of Jesus. At 6:03. I love you so much, Tony. Have an awesome day. Seeking healing today. Recording in South Florida, in Miami, this morning. Saying hello and blessings to our good friends, John and Marie. In the name of Jesus, we close at 6:03. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.